We turn now to the octopus, which is known for its smarts. New research shows that these creatures can remake their brains in response to changes in their environment. NPR science reporter Ari Daniel brings us our weekly dose of wonder.
The brain inside your head is fragile. It's encased in a skull, bathed in oxygen, and tuned to work at a relatively stable body temperature.
We spend a ton of energy maintaining a constant temperature, and a lot of that is so that our nervous system can operate more efficiently.
Too hot or too cold, and our brains would sputter and start to fail, says Josh Rosenthal, a neurobiologist at the Marine Biological Laboratory. Think hypothermia, or what happens when you spike a fever.
You start becoming delirious. You're not thinking straight.
And that's just several degrees off the norm. Now, consider the octopus. They're curious and clever. They can solve mazes and puzzles, use tools, and are masters of camouflage.
They have incredibly complex, sophisticated behaviors, enormous brains.
And those brains require just as much care as ours. But they're in squishy bodies, swimming in water that can swing by some 20 degrees.
It's very hard to maintain a constant temperature in the water, and that presents challenges.
So what's an octopus to do?
They've got this trick up their sleeves that we don't know of any other animal that has in quite the same way.
That trick is hidden inside their cells, says biologist Matthew Burke at St. Francis University. And it has to do with RNA, which is a very special molecule. It takes the genetic information in DNA and helps translate it into the proteins that make up our bodies. It doesn't tend to change all that much. RNA is just the messenger. But
if you can edit RNA, then that gives you flexibility.
In the brains of most animals, only a few percent of the RNAs get edited. But inside the brains of octopuses and their relatives, it's more than 60%. That's a lot. And the researchers wondered if something in the animal's environment might be driving all this tweaking, specifically temperature. So Burke decided to test this out with some help from a kind of octopus.
The California two-spot octopus. They look very much like your typical octopus, although it does have two iridescent blue spots to try and scare a predator away.
Their coastal habitat in Southern California and Northern Mexico seesaws between warm summers and cool winters. In the lab, Burke placed half his octopuses in cooler water and half in warmer water. After a few weeks, he collected RNA from their brains.
We found that there were over 20,000 different locations on various different proteins that were edited.
So the octopuses were re-sculpting their brains, presumably to keep them functioning properly in shifting temperatures, and they're capable of making these edits in less than a day. The findings are published in the journal Cell. Now, we still don't know how these changes might impact an octopus in its daily life, says Robin Crook, a neurobiologist at San Francisco State University who wasn't involved in the research.
What would be nice to see in future is what types of behaviors are affected by these different types of changes. Their reaction speeds, their ability to camouflage.
And despite octopuses living such different lives than you and I, Matthew Burke says their unique brains may prove useful to us one day.
We're trying to figure out how to capture this ability to use it towards therapeutics.
Like pain reduction or repairing harmful mutations that cause disease. Octopuses, he says, have a lot to teach us.
They are fascinating and interesting, not just on the outside, where we can all see,
but also on the inside. For NPR News, I'm Ari Daniel.